According to the legend, this Roman emperor was the original founder of the city. Both squares are surrounded by old houses with Renaissance, Baroque, and Empire facades. The most remarkable of them include the Edelman Palace, Salm Palace, and Hauenschild Palace. The old town's most picturesque parts are the narrow lanes leading up to St. Michael's Church with its exquisite Baroque interior. Nearby is the tiny round chapel of Jan Sarkander, named after a local priest who was recently canonized by the Pope. Another Baroque masterpiece is the Church of St. Mary of the Snows. Once included in the Jesuit college complex founded in 1573. The Gothic style is represented by St. Moritz Cathedral, which took almost 130 years to complete. Its highly valued organ, from the 18th century, is one of the biggest in Central Europe. The church is the venue of the annual International Olomouc Organ Festival. One of the most spectacular palaces in Olomouc is the Archbishop's Palace. The interiors of this early Baroque building feature rich stucco and fresco decorations. Opposite is the former Theresian Armory, which now houses the University Library. The Palatsky University, originally a Jesuit college, is the second oldest institution of higher education in the Czech lands. Another example of Baroque architecture in Olomouc is the Hradisko Monastery. Originally a Benedictine monastery, this monumental complex of buildings has served as a military hospital since the early 19th century. Several kilometers from Olomouc city center, on the hill known as Svatý Kopeček, is the Pilgrim Cathedral of the Visitation of the Virgin Mary, a beautiful landmark of the whole area. Pope John Paul II served a mass there during his visit to Olomouc in 1995. Much about Olomouc and its surrounding area can be learned in a regional museum situated in a former convent. The permanent display of the museum represents a rich collection, including archaeological, historical, ethnographic, mineralogical, and botanical items. Nearby, sharing a building with the Theatre of Music, is the Olomouc Museum of Art, an excellent gallery presenting its collection of 20th century Czech fine arts, as well as shows of contemporary artists. Theatre and music have always played an important role in the cultural life of Olomouc. The Moravian Theatre in the upper square stages opera, ballet, as well as classical dramas, and is the home of the highly regarded Moravian Philharmonic Orchestra. The rather traditional production of the Moravian Theatre is well balanced by the Theatre of Music, and a few clubs presenting modern music and more progressive dramatic forms. Every year, Olomouc hosts a number of cultural events, such as the Olomouc Musical Spring, the International Autumn Festival of Spiritual Music, and the International Organ Festival. Another event of world renown associated with Olomouc is the Flora Flower Exhibition, taking place on the grounds of three interlinked parks. This exceptional park complex, with its botanical garden, palm greenhouse and rosarium, is an attraction in itself and provides enough opportunities for various leisure activities. Today's Olomouc is also a significant sports centre. The most popular sports include football, ice hockey, volleyball and handball. Olomouc's football club, Sigma, play in the first National League, and the ice hockey team was the Czech champion in 1994. Olomouc, my hometown. Olomouc lies in a broad, fertile stretch along the Morava River. This city of over 100,000 inhabitants is the capital of the region known as Hana. Archaeological research shows that this area was inhabited as early as 4,000 years ago. Records of the first permanent settlement date back to the 10th century. After Moravia and Bohemia were united in the 11th century, Olomouc became a centre of administrative power and a seat of the bishopric. Its growing political, commercial and cultural importance determined the city's status as the Moravian capital. Its role sharply declined during the 17th century when the city was occupied by Swedish troops who left the city in ruins. Much damage was also caused by recurrent fires. After the 30 Years' War, the city was rebuilt in Baroque style. In the mid-18th century, during the Prussian-Austrian War, fortified walls were built around the city, turning it into a military stronghold. These fortifications were torn down in 1881, and the city began to evolve into the industrial centre it is now. Olomouc has been the seat of the Metropolitan Archbishop of Moravia since 1777, and its religious tradition has had a tremendous impact on the city's character. The city's long and rich history is best reflected by the large number of remarkable buildings, both secular and ecclesiastical. The old part of town is the second largest protected conservation area after Prague. The vast majority of Olomouc's major sites are situated within this area, roughly demarcated by the old city walls. The remnants of the so-called Premyslid Palace stand on the site of the town's original castle. With its well-preserved frescoes and the rediscovered Romanesque walls and windows, this 12th century residence for Bishop Jindřich Zdík is Olomouc's most valuable monument. To the left of the palace is St. Anne's Chapel and the former deanery where Wenceslas III, last of the Premyslid dynasty, was assassinated in 1306. St. Wenceslas Cathedral is just a few steps away. Originally a Romanesque basilica founded in the 12th century, it was rebuilt several times before finding its present neo-Gothic appearance. Its 106 meters high church is a well-known Olomouc landmark. Most of the significant sites are concentrated around the two linked main squares. The upper square is dominated by the impressive Holy Trinity Column, supposedly the greatest Baroque structure of its kind in Central Europe. It has a small chapel inside and features excellent sculptural decorations. The column has been recently nominated for inclusion on the UNESCO World Heritage List. The centre of the square is occupied by the splendid town hall from the 14th century. The town hall contains a 15th century chapel and an astronomical clock. Remodelled in 1955 into its peculiar present-day look, it features a procession of proletarians instead of saints. In the square are two of the city's six Baroque fountains. Together with the Holy Trinity Column and the Marian Plague Column in the lower square, the fountains make up a unique compound of extraordinary architectural value. They are dedicated to five mythological figures: Hercules, Mercury, Triton, Neptune and Jupiter, and one real historical personality, Julius Caesar.